This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Back to back on BFM 89.9.
Indeed, Back to Back, a music program where every week we cast a spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Ting. This week we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Thriller by the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, released on the 30th of November back in 1982.
Yeah, truly iconic album which we'll go track by track tomorrow night. But for now, everything else outside Thriller. We're going to kick off with some music, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, taken from Off The Wall by Michael Jackson.
Just rising up.
the fifth studio album, Off the Wall, an album that was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2008. Also a song that won Michael Jackson his first ever Grammy. That was Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
The line, keep up with the force, don't stop till you get enough, was inspired by Star Wars and popularized the phrase in pop culture. It's said to be one of the most misheard lyrics in popular music. A young Randy and Janet Jackson can also be heard playing soda bottles as percussion in the intro of that tune. Daryl and Off With You this week on Back to Back. This week, all things Michael Jackson as we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Thriller.
Michael Jackson was born on August 29th, 1958, the eighth child of the Jackson family. At the age of five, Michael Jackson would join the Jackson Brothers, a band formed by his father, Joe Jackson, alongside his brothers, Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, and Marlon Jackson. The group made a name for themselves by performing at several talent showcases around town, eventually winning the amateur night concert at the iconic Apollo Theatre in Harlem. After that success, a tape to the group's performance was sent to Motown Records hoping to get them signed, but they were rejected.
Instead, they had a very short stint with Steeltown Records. The Jackson 5 were finally signed by Motown Records that very same year. The band would then go on to make their very first TV appearance at the Miss Black America pageant in New York, which put them in the spotlight and gave Michael the title of a 8-year-old sensation.
The Jackson 5 went on to appear on multiple programs to promote their latest single, I Want You Back, which made them an instant household name that was followed with their debut album, which dropped in December 1969. Of course, it didn't take long before the group became Motown's main cash cow due to their popularity. And in efforts to continue increasing sales, Motown decided to launch Michael Jackson's solo career in 1971.
After moonwalking out of Motown to Epic Records, Michael Jackson released his fifth studio album, Off the Wall, in 1979, which cemented his status as a solo performer and the move away from his bubblegum pop of his younger days in exchange for more complex sounds. The album eventually sold more than 20 million copies worldwide. His follow-up then, Thriller, would exceed all expectations, managing to sell about 70 million copies, making it the best-selling album of all time till today. Also one that cemented his status as a force to be reckoned with around the globe.
10 albums later, Michael Jackson passed away from cardiac arrest less than 3 weeks before his planned concert residency at the O2 Arena in London. Do remember, tomorrow on Track by Track, we'll be going through Thriller and telling you all about those songs in that album. But tonight on the show, we'll be going through Michael Jackson's discography. And up next, a song from the album Bad, a follow-up to the highly successful Thriller album. In preparation for Bad, Michael Jackson wrote more than 60 songs and wanted to release a 3-disc album, but was convinced by producer Quincy Jones to cut it down to just 11 tracks.
Songs written after his mother asked him to write a song with a shuffling kind of rhythm. This Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel, right here on Back to Back.
You're the one.
Jackson, Black or White, is a fusion of pop, rock, dance and hip-hop and can be found on his 1991 album Dangerous. It's described as a rock and roll dance fusion about racial harmony by his record label.
Many fans wrongly credited Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash for playing guitars on that number, which is totally false as Slash only appears on Give In To Me from the same album. In an interview, he said that it doesn't sound like him at all. It's not really a guitar sound he's known for. The producer of the song, Teddy Riley, himself even wrongly attributed Slash as the guitarist, which probably caused a lot of confusion. All thanks Michael Jackson this week on Back to Back in celebration of the 40th year anniversary of Thriller. More tunes coming your way, so do stick around. Daryl and Off with you right here on BFM 89.9.
Search for all my life.
You Rock My World by Michael Jackson. That's the lead single from his 10th and final studio album, Invincible. It's one where Michael Jackson reflects on how he was getting older and starting to settle down. He was 42 at the time of recording.
Comic actor Chris Tucker featured in that spoken intro and also starred in the music video based on a story written by Michael Jackson and the promo's director Paul Hunter. After his death, You Rock My World re-entered music charts worldwide and the Billboard charts for the first time in almost 8 years. This week on Back to Back, Daryl and Off With You, and we are celebrating the 40th year anniversary of Thriller by Michael Jackson, released on the 30th of November back in 1982. Next up, a track originally by Bill Withers and the first track from Michael Jackson's debut album, Got to Be There, released in 72.
That album sold 900,000 copies in the US and over 3.2 million copies worldwide. It was later remastered and reissued in 2009 as part of the 3-disc compilation Hello World, the Motown Solo Collection. It's a release that laid the foundation for the era of Michael Jackson, post-Jackson 5, one that showed the world his capabilities as a serious solo pop artist. Here's Ain't No Sunshine by Michael Jackson. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. We'll be right back.
Off the wall, that was Michael Jackson and what's considered to be the last big hit of the disco era, the track Rock With You. One that's written by Rod Temperton, who was a keyboard player and the primary songwriter in Heatwave, alongside Michael Jackson's producer at the time, Quincy Jones.
Originally called I Want To Eat You Up, but was quickly changed to fit Michael Jackson's image as a wholesome heartthrob. His third number one on the Billboard Hot 100, his first two were Ben and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. This week on Back to Back, we're celebrating the 40th year anniversary of Thriller by the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, released on the 30th of November back in 1982.
Yeah, tomorrow night on the show, we'll be going track by track into that very album. But for today, his essential tracks outside that release. And now, the second single released from Michael Jackson's highly anticipated album Dangerous, a follow-up to Bad, which was released 4 years earlier. This one's written alongside Teddy Riley and Bernard Bell. It's an attempt to connect Riley's smooth new jack swing sound with Michael Jackson's more earthy R&B.
It's one that was met with great reception and international commercial success. In Michael Jackson's Moonwalker autobiography, he stated that he had his longtime love interest and mentor, Diana Ross, in mind when he wrote this next song. Michael Jackson, Remember the Time, on here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Do you remember when we fell in love? We were young again in a something. Do you remember how it all began? It just seemed like heaven, so I did it. Do you remember back in the fall? Remember it again.
Remember the time.
That's right. This is Back to Back with Darong and Off Neil Ting. This week on the show, going through Michael Jackson's essential tracks outside Thriller, which celebrates its 40th birthday this month. But tomorrow night on Track by Track, do remember, we'll go track by track into that release. For now, we have one from history, a tune which he came up with the idea for the song during his stay in Moscow during a tour for Dangerous. When he peeked out of the hotel room, he saw many screaming fans chanting and screaming his name, but despite all that, he still felt very alone. The event inspired him to write this next number about those feelings.
Yeah, it was released on his 9th studio album, History, during a time where his career was overshadowed by his legal problems. This next one was the last song by Michael Jackson to make an impact on the charts and also give a glimpse into his state of mind at that time. Funnily enough, this next track actually started out as a video game song. Michael Jackson was a big fan of the game Sonic the Hedgehog, and he approached a video game company, Sega, to record a soundtrack for that game. But due to the poor sound quality of consoles at that time, he was ultimately unhappy with the finished product and it never saw the light of day. However, it served as the basis for this next song, Michael Jackson, Stranger in Moscow.
Let
Jackson with Blood on the Dance Floor, taken from the remix album Blood on the Dance Floor, History in the Mix, an album that's made up of 8 remixes from his previous studio album alongside 5 new songs. Although reviews for that one were pretty mixed, it still sold over 6 million copies worldwide, which makes it today the best-selling remix album.
According to producer Teddy Riley, he was supposed to be at his friend's birthday party, but he declined as Michael Jackson was his priority and he wanted to make sure that he had produced the best tunes to play for Michael. Later that evening though, he found out someone was shot on the dance floor of the party, which shocked him. That contributed to the overall vibe of the track, which was aggressive, ominous and menacing, but it came without words or a title when he passed it over to Michael Jackson. After MJ listened to it, he decided to name it Blood on the Dance Floor, despite not knowing the background of the track from Riley.
That one's quite interesting. This week on Back to Back, we have been going through the essential tracks of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, in celebration of the 40th birthday this month of his album Thriller, which we will be going track by track into tomorrow night, so do stay tuned for that. Right, we're going to leave you with one of his most iconic and most evergreen songs, and also a live show staple, one that features his infamous 45 degree lean, often leaving audiences wondering how it was done.
Should we tell them the secret?
We should.
Okay, the lean was done with specifically designed shoes that could lock into an anchor on the floor. Michael Jackson later patented that system. It was revealed in the Spike Lee documentary Bad 25. The refrain for this next number was inspired by Rescusi N, an industry standard resuscitation doll that Michael Jackson had been learning CPR on. Trainees are taught to ask Annie, are you okay, while performing CPR on the dummy.
In the song, it's one that tells the story of a victim of a gangster, with Michael Jackson playing a role of an onlooker, asking the victim if she's okay. Well, long story short, Annie is not okay. This is Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal, closing us off here on Back to Back. Join us again next week for more of the same, only here on BFM 89.9. Enjoy this one and good night. You won't.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.